This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. 21 bodies recovered from Tara Air plane crash site. Government forms 5-member probe commission to investigate causes of the crash. Prime Minister Sid Varudeva vows to forward bill to amend statute of limitations for filing rape case. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma says upcoming budget prioritizes promotion and use of domestic goods by discouraging import. And EU ambassadors fail to reach agreement about sanctions on Russian oil imports. Now the news in detail. The bodies of 21 people have been recovered from the Tara Air plane crash site at Sanusari of Thasangwal Municipality 2 in Mustang District. According to the spokesperson of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Dyo Chandra Lal Karna, of the recovered bodies, 10 have been brought to Kathmandu, while the remaining bodies are yet to be brought due to bad weather. The search operation is underway for the body of a person. There were 22 persons, including 3 crew members, on board the ill-fated aircraft that went missing since yesterday morning. Spokesperson Karna says a 60-member rescue team comprising the Nepali Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and locals is still at the plane crash site. He added that the remaining body would be brought to Kathmandu tomorrow. A preliminary investigation by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal shows that the Tara Air Twin Otter plane crashed due to bad weather. Civil Aviation Authority Director General Pradeep Adhikari informed the meeting of the International Committee of the Parliament today that the preliminary investigation showed that the aircraft, which should have made a right turn, took a left turn due to the bad weather and crashed into a hillside. Meanwhile, the government has formed a 5-member probe commission to investigate the Tara Air's plane crash incident. Releasing a statement today, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation informed that Senior Aeronautical Engineer Ratish Chandra Lal Suman led the probe committee had been formed to find out the causes of the plane crash. The International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to remove legal hurdles regarding the implementation of Nizhgarh Airport construction project and resume it. A meeting of the committee took place at Singhadhara today, reached the conclusion that the decision to hold the large investment project was not reasonable. According to committee president Pavitra Nirola, the meeting decided to instruct the government to clear off legal obstructions and resume the construction of the Nizhgarh Airport. The meeting concluded that the project would promote the national interest and strengthen the nation's economy. The Supreme Court on last Thursday issued an order directing the government to cease the construction works, with the court's verdict confusions hover over the implementation of the project. The meeting of the Council of Ministers has decided to table the Finance and Budget Bill in the Federal Parliament. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge, also shared that the Cabinet gave approval to the Chief of Army Staff Prabhu Ram Sharma-led delegation to visit Lebanon, Syria and the United States of America. Prime Minister Sid Varudeva has pledged to come up with a bill to amend the laws related to sexual violence. Addressing the main celebration program organized on the occasion of the 4th National Women's Rights Day in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deva shared that the bill to withdraw the statute of limitation for registering a complaint against rape case would be introduced. The Prime Minister also vowed to adopt a zero tolerance on incidents of violence against women and implement their rights to inclusion, equality and equity granted by the Constitution. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma has said the goals set in the budget estimates for the fiscal year 2022-23 will be implemented as intended. At a press conference held at the Ministry of Finance today, Finance Minister Sarma assured the effective implementation of the programs presented in the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The finance minister further stated that the upcoming budget had stressed the promotion and use of domestic goods by discouraging the imports. Likewise, finance minister Sarma said that the government was planning to reduce the price of fuel by reducing the tax levied as infrastructure tax. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Newly elected people's representatives of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City took oath of office in secrecy today. Chief Election Officer Raju Kumar Khatiwara administered the oath to newly elected Mayor Balendra Saha amid a program organized at the City Hall. Likewise, newly elected Deputy Mayor Sunita Dangol took oath of office before the new mayor. Mayor Saha and Deputy Mayor Dangol assumed office today itself. Four people have been killed when a truck met an accident at Bhadore along the Siddhicharan Road in Kothari Municipality 14 of Udaipur District today. The District Police Office Udaipur said all the passengers died in the spot after the truck fell off some 100 meters down on the road. The truck was heading towards Solu from Mircea carrying cement for the Solu Hydropower. Police identified the deceased as 35-year-old Sujit Galan and 25-year-old Nikesh Khadkab, Simara Municipality 1, 17-year-old Anuj Lama and 37-year-old Rajan Tamang of Simara Bara District. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. European Union ambassadors have again not reached an agreement about sanctions on Russian oil imports. The BBC, citing diplomatic sources, stated that the EU ambassadors held a meeting in Brussels on Monday morning after they failed to find a way forward on a sixth sanctions package on Sunday night. Officials had hoped to reach a deal by Monday afternoon when EU leaders will gather in Brussels for an extraordinary summit. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is also due to participate in this summit. Last week, he expressed frustration as delays on the further sanctions on Russia remained. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondak Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fan the rest of the country. There are also light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondak Province, and at one or two places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 21 bodies recovered from Tara Air plane crash site. Government forms a 5-member probe commission to investigate causes of the crash. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva vows to forward bill to amend statute of limitations for filing rape case. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says upcoming budget prioritizes promotion and use of domestic goods by discouraging import. And EU ambassadors failed to reach agreement about sanctions on Russian oil imports. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.